Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere, and by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Visit us online at 888thebenz.com. All right, Giants and Jets fans, our season stinks, but we do play in two classically famous divisions. And tonight on The Fan, you could hear the Commanders and Eagles, which we think is going to be a fun game. So it had me thinking, what are the five best non-Jets and Giants rivalries in the AFC and NFC East divisions to watch?
Not involving us.
Not involving us. The other teams we all hate. What are the most fun rivalries we like to sit down and watch? All right, here we go.
Number five.
I'm going to give it to Commanders-Eagles, formerly obviously Redskins-Eagles. And the reason it still is on this list, both sides of the rivalry, Donovan McNabb went to Washington. DeSean Jackson went to Washington. They've had a lot of player comebacks
crossover
with each other. Interesting. Yeah. And I think tonight could be the start of something.
I was just doing some math. Tiki helped me out. There are four teams in each division. We're taking the Jets and Giants out so they don't count.
Yes.
That means there are six total rivalries of the non-New York teams in each division, which means really this list is very insulting. You're taking one rivalry and saying you're so freaking irrelevant, you're not even on the list.
So who's not in it?
I'm going to honestly answer that question. I didn't know it was only one out. So we're going to find out, because I just went to what comes to my mind that I like sitting down and watching.
So you didn't even think about it. All right. So what's the first one you just said?
I did Commanders-Eagles.
Oh, so the one tonight.
Yeah. Okay. By the way, and I started, the way I did this list was obviously I wrote down number one and worked my way back. All right, here we go.
Number four.
For me, it's Bills-Patriots in my life. The cold weather games. And even when the Bills were bad, they were always seemingly spunky versus those Brady teams, even when they got demolished.
Yeah, it's, you know, off the top of my head, the AFC East rivalries not involving my team give me a stomachache and make me sick.
Well, they make us all sick, but it's, you know, we all sit down and watch them because we're familiar with the team.
But I guess the difference is Miami-New England, Buffalo-Miami, Buffalo, New England, they've all kind of sucked over the last 20 years.
Right.
You got to go back a ways for Dolphins, Bills mattering. You know what I mean?
Okay, here we go.
Number three.
It's the most classic one, but it's going to come in at number three. It's Cowboys, Commanders for me, formerly obviously Cowboys, Redskins. It's the most classic, but I got to be honest, rarely lives up to the hype because Washington was so bad for so long. Yeah, How many Thanksgivings do we need to see this game?
Right. That definitely hurts them. You know, Washington is back, but it's been a while. Though I will give you a very interesting stat about the Washington Commanders that I couldn't believe. It was sent to me by Al Cintron, who hates the Giants, and that's fine. I respect the hell out of that. He sent me an image of the Washington Commanders record since 2015 compared to the Giants record since 2015. Great. Washington's 11.5 games better. Does that surprise you?
That's shocking, actually.
Yeah. They've had random years, the Kirk Cousins years.
Since 2015.
Oh, that's why, because the Kirk Cousins seasons were in there.
Okay.
And they weren't terrible.
That makes sense.
The Giants have had two playoff seasons mixed in there. You had the Ben McAdoo season. Anyhow,
Commanders hope that makes Al sleep better.
Okay, you don't like Al. I get it, because he's
like
a Commander fan.
I like Al.
67-88-2 since 2015. The Giants are 56-100. Isn't that crazy? Mm.
Well, it's not crazy when you consider the Giants and Jets are two of the worst three teams ever.
The Commanders haven't exactly done anything.
But they've been mid.
When you throw that stat out there about from 2015, which was a decade ago, basically, it's the ineptitude has been bad.
It's been horrible.
Yeah. Horrible.
See, watch this. And he's a Giant legend. You're stunned by that, aren't you?
Yeah.
Thank you. That's all we're saying.
Because I don't feel like that's the Giants, but it is.
Do we feel that the Commanders have been, or Washington football team, or Redskins, do we believe they've been 11.5 games better than the Giants in the last 10 years?
No, because I can't think of the last time they won a division.
2 years ago.
Yeah. I know, but that's the thing. Yeah. Like, you just forget it.
But they didn't even win a lot of games that year.
I guess the reason I'm not sudden is because I know that's how bad the Giants have been.
Yeah, it seems like you're being very sensitive to what is an interesting factoid. Tiki's a giant legend.
No, I agree. Saying, I understand.
Yeah, I find that interesting.
I think I'm just beaten down because I know how bad the Giants right. have been compared to the rest of the NFL.
So you don't even want to hear it.
Well, it's not even that I don't want to hear it. I just know that most teams are going to look and go, can you believe them? And because the Giants have sucked that bad.
I got to tell you, when he sent it to me, I was like, wow, I wouldn't have guessed that. I wouldn't have said that the Giants are 11 and a half games worse than Washington in the last 10 years. I wouldn't have said that. Anyhow, continue your list.
Number two.
Hope Al enjoys Cam Ward beating Jaden Daniels for 10 years. Number two, Dolphins-Bills. It's Gainstein the last 3 years. I've enjoyed the Dolphins-Bills games recently, the Josh Allen Tua games, but when I was really young, I mean, was there anything better than a little Marino-Kelly game?
No, that's right. I'm surprised that's not number one when you consider that.
Yeah.
Because the rivalry mostly is two good teams battling each other.
That's good early 90s football.
That's interesting. Yeah, I wouldn't have thought of that one.
All right, here we go.
Number one.
It's NFC East, it's Eagles-Cowboys. Because to me, over the last 15 years specifically, when you consider all of these teams in both divisions, they are the two most consistently competitive franchises between either division. Last week's game sucked, and it's just gut-wrenching watching two teams that you cannot root for either to win that game.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So the one that's off the list is Patriots-Dolphins, which
that's
does nothing
not bad.
For me.
That's not bad. They've had games over the years. Didn't they have that miracle game a couple years ago?
They did. I think what it comes down to, this is actually less anti-Dolphin and more anti-Patriot. The Patriots during the Brady era, that division had no other quarterbacks with Brady forever.
There was no rivalry for 20 years.
Right. It felt like that nothing was sexy. Now, we got into the Jet-Patriot stuff here. But
that was just because it was local.
And then they had
it was more
the playoff game.
I mean, you lost for 15 straight. 14, right? Because they broke it on the 15th one. 14 straight games. That's 7 years.
And to your point, they had a playoff game against.
Yeah. So overall, I think I just find the Patriots boring out of all the 18.
I think there's a little bias, and it's okay, towards the NFC East.
Sure.
See, it's funny. My bias would take me the other way.
Which one would you have left off?
I would have definitely left off an AFC East game because I enjoy the NFC East more. And the reason I enjoy the NFC East more is it's not my division.
Right.
And so I don't have mixed emotions when I watch team plays.
You don't hate both the teams.
Correct.
Like, right. That makes sense.
A part of why I'm so excited about tonight's game. Look, you have the obvious. It's for the NFC East. Jaden Daniels is incredibly exciting to watch. But what I really love about this game is I care who wins. I'm rooting for the Commanders. But it's also like I hate Philly. I don't hate the Eagles the way I hate the Patriots.
Right.
So it's like a fun game to watch. I think it's different probably for you guys because of your overall hatred for your division rivals. I look at this as just a fun game I have a strong rooting interest for that if doesn't go my way, I'll be able to sleep like a baby tonight.
Yeah. I mean, I'm rooting hard against the Eagles.
No, I am too. Yeah. I'm also in this weird predicament. I don't know if you guys can help me out. So at the beginning of the season, no one else thought this. I was the only one. I picked the Commanders to win the NFC East.
All right. Mm-hmm. I know what you're doing.
No, I'm not doing anything. I'm
the only one who did this. I'm the only one. I came in, told Evan, this is the bet. Let's bet the Commanders to win the division.
The Commanders?
Did you do it? Yes, I did, and I'm not cashing out.
Okay, that's the dilemma I have, Tiki.
Why?
So,
how much more than what you wagered, percentage-wise?
I'm going to tell you. I'm going to give you, I think I have to give you the honest math to figure this thing out. So, I bet $50. Very innocent little bet to win $550. It was plus 1,100. It was 11-1 odds. So nice little bet, $50. Not going to kill me, especially since I have a million in the bank.
$50. Yeah. What's in that bank? Dropping a bucket.
And you win $550.
God, if you'd only done like $500.
I know. Trust me. I've thought about that. So the cash out option, which you have when you bet, is that they would give me, after including the money I laid out, $120.
That's not worth it.
Not bad. I mean, it's doubling my money.
Yeah, but it's not worth it.
So you say no to the cash out?
100%.
Here's the problem with saying no to the cash out.
Here's what's going
to
happen.
Go ahead.
If they win tonight, so let's say they win tonight, that 120 goes up to 200.
I agree. What if they lose tonight?
Then you really just got to ride it.
Well, I'm dead.
No, you just got to ride it.
No, you're not dead.
I'm not dead, but I'm in trouble.
Something could happen. You never know.
Yeah, but all of a sudden, the Eagles would not only have themselves a two-game loss column lead, but they would have the leg up on a tiebreaker considering what happens next.
Yeah.
And then you get to divisional record, which I then have to break down. Like, put it this way. The odds of the Commanders winning the division lessen greatly if they don't win this game tonight in Philadelphia.
So you're heavily rooting for the Commanders.
Of course I'm heavily rooting for the Commanders, but I'm also pondering just taking my money and leaving.
You can't do it. If you were willing to bet $50 on something at those odds, simply slightly doubling your money is not enough. For what? For you to turn around and bet Luis Severino to win Cy Young with it?
Right. Just put $100 on the Eagles to win the division. Hedge it.
I guess you could hedge a little bit.
Hedge it.
I got to see where they are right now in terms of odds to win the division. Because right now, if you had, just forget the gambling aspect of it, who do you think wins the NFC East, T? You've seen these teams.
I haven't called the Commanders yet, and their defense is bad. I'm going to go the Eagles.
The Eagles are the favorites.
Right.
Like right now on FanDuel, they're minus 240.
Yeah, I would say the Eagles.
So they are a prohibitive favorite. I think minus 240 is sort of prohibitive.
Yeah, $100 won't even get you a good hedge.
Won't even get me a good hedge.
Yeah, no, you're
right. And I think deep down, as much as I like the Commanders, and I believe they will be a playoff team, my conviction in them winning the division has been lessened.
Right.
So I got to admit it.
So you just got to ride it then. Just ride it.
It's not really Evan's style.
Yeah, but $50 more? $100?
I guess you're learning how you get $1 million in the bank. You'd be smart.
Yeah. Cash out Roberts.
Cash out Roberts.
$50 at a time.
Brutal.
That's how you do
it. It'll only take you 2,000 years.
It takes a while. Now, I think I'm going to ride it out tonight. I think I will. But let's go Commanders. I'm with you guys. We'll make our picks coming up in about an hour. So I don't know if you guys feel this way, but tomorrow night is Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson.
I almost forgot about it.
It's happening.
Because it got postponed,
right? It was supposed to happen in May, and then it got postponed because Mike Tyson had a medical issue, and so they moved it back to November. And I remember hearing that and not knowing the date, but I've seen all the commercials recently. Then I got down on a Google rabbit hole, and I was like, all right, what are the rules of this? Because I'm intrigued by the fight, and I think I told you this when they first announced it. I'm very interested.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.